When you think of church music, there's probably a certain sound that comes to mind. Maybe it's an organ or a choir, maybe an acoustic guitar and a couple vocalists. But what about this?
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
That's from this past Sunday morning at First Lutheran Church in Beaver Dam. It was their first ever polka service with music provided by the Good Time Dutchmen, a band from Kewaskum. James Wendt joins us now, pastor at First Lutheran. Pastor Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
And Ralph Thull is leader and accordionist of the Good Time Dutchmen. Ralph, nice to have you here as well.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Good. Pastor Jim, how did the polka service come about?
Well, the congregation had, first of all, been without a pastor for a few years. And once I was called and came on board, I was asked, what do I think about a polka service that an individual by the name of Polka Bob kind of wanted to bring forth and have it as our source of worship, music, leadership. And I was really all on board right away. Just listening to your intro to this segment, right away when I heard that, it took me back to when I was a kid, New Glarus, Mount Hoar, or not Mount Hoar, but Monroe, and part of my heritage and part of where I come from. And I gave the two thumbs up and I said, let's do it.
And Ralph, as a polka musician, what's it like playing in a church as opposed to your more typical polka party?
It's okay. You're laid back, you know, you got to act your age. but yeah, it's nice. I like it. My musicians in a band have no problems with it, and it's good. You get the people to participate a lot. Some people sing, you know, when there's polka music playing that don't sing otherwise. But yeah, I enjoy it.
And Pastor Jim, I know music in the congregations, any congregation can be controversial. Was everybody pretty much on board with this?
I know there was at least a couple that were a little little weary, and I'm not sure if it was as much as the type, the style, but maybe, you know, maybe having too much fun, or maybe kind of what sometimes can go along with having fun, like a good old polka band on a Saturday night. You know, it could have been something more in that line, but to actually witness it on a Sunday morning, the sound of the trumpet or the accordion is quite spiritual in itself, and you could tell that it was really hard to keep people from smiling, from swaying, and as Ralph said, singing.
And Ralph, how much do you have to tweak your playlist to play at church?
We have, you know, songs that we got church words, and then we put polka songs to it, and waltz or whatever, foxtrots. It wasn't very hard to do.
All right. And Pastor Jim, do you think you want to do this again? Will you bring polka back into the church?
I would love to see it as an annual event. I have heard other parishioners also suggest that we should once a year, or at least on an annual basis, have the polka service. And then it is also yoked up with a harvest meal. So it's a nice way of celebrating the season of fall. And I really do think it's celebrating our heritage, our ethnic heritage, but also part of our Lutheran heritage.
We'll leave it there. Pastor Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Ralph, thanks for sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been talking to Pastor James Wendt from First Lutheran Church in Beaver Dam and Ralph Thull, leader and accordionist of the polka band, the Good Time Dutchmen. We talked to them about the church's first polka services that were held last weekend. Forget the promo. We'll just listen to some polka music. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.